Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Government notifies online gaming rules 2026, norms to be effective from 1st of next month. All arrangements in place for voting for single-phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal tomorrow. Supreme Court questions the alleged interference of West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee during Enforcement Directorate's probe. Solidarity from international community pours in as India observes 1 year of Pahalgam terror attack. IMD issues orange alert for heat wave in Gangetic West Bengal tomorrow. And young Indian shooters clinched 3 silver and 1 bronze medal at ISSF Junior World Cup in Cairo. And now the news in detail. The government has notified promotion and regulation of online gaming rules 2026 today, which will come into force from the 1st of next month. The objective of the rules is to regulate online gaming and protect citizens, safeguard the financial system, enable coordinated enforcement, and uphold user rights. More from our correspondent.
The aim of the rules is to provide a clear, transparent, and time-bound mechanism to determine whether an online game is an online money game or a permissible online social game or e-sport. It also prescribes mandatory user safety features, grievance redressal, and transparency obligations for online game service providers. The rule will lay down the procedure for inquiry and imposition of civil penalties. Under the rules, an Online Gaming Authority of India has been established as a unified digital-first regulator for the sector. The authority will comprise 6 members, in which additional secretary of the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology will be chairperson. Briefing media about the rules today, Secretary of Ministry of Electronics and IT S. Krishnan said that the framework introduces an optional determination process to classify games.
Online social games and e-sports are permitted and are to be promoted as an activity which both promote innovation and also provide employment. So on that basis, certain provisions in order to make a determination as to whether a particular game is an online money game or not, and whether it is an e-sport, those or an online social game, those provisions and those procedures have been prescribed.
The rules will safeguard citizens from the growing menace of online money games. Saklan Akhtar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
All arrangements are in place for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of voting in West Bengal for assembly elections tomorrow. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held for all 234 assembly constituencies. Over 5 crore 73 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in 75,064 polling stations established across the state. More from our correspondent.
In Chennai, 199 vulnerable locations and 918 vulnerable polling stations have been identified, along with 4 critical locations and 7 critical polling stations. Additional CAPF units from Telangana and Karnataka have also been mobilized. A total of 491 mobile patrol teams have been deployed to collect EVMs from 21 distribution centers and transport them to polling stations. The teams will be responsible for the machines until they are returned after polling and secured in strong rooms at designated centers. In this election, the count of first-time voters are more than 14 lakh and fresh entrants are also in the fray in a total of 4,023 contestants for 234 constituencies. Joy, Akashvani reporting from Chennai.
In West Bengal, a total of 152 assembly constituencies across 16 districts will go to polls in the first phase of assembly elections tomorrow. A report.
The Election Commission of India has made all preparations for a peaceful voting. Total 2,407 companies of CAPF have been deployed in the first phase and webcasting will be made in all the polling stations. Commission has made it clear that booth jamming, source jamming will not be tolerated and all the miscreants will be severely punished. In a precautionary measure, suspected persons have been detained and surveillance has been tightened in border areas. Quick response teams, QRTs, has been deployed. Assured minimum facilities and voter assistance will be provided at all the polling stations. Mobile phone deposit facilities for voters will be provided outside the entrance of the polling station. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
We now bring another report on some more aspects of polling in the state tomorrow.
A total of 44,376 polling stations have been set up, including nearly 3,000 auxiliary booths. Of this, over 5,600 will be managed entirely by women, while two booths in Balurghat and Asansol North will be operated by specially abled staff. In this phase, 1,478 candidates are contesting, including 167 women. By area, Siliguri is the smallest constituency, while Kalimpong is the largest. Shondipon Dashgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Campaigning for the second phase of assembly elections is in full swing in West Bengal. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah addressed rallies today in Damdam, Howrah and Shoptagram. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath campaigned in Kolkata's Jorashanko, Nodia's Chokdaha and Howrah's Uday Narayanpur. Assam Chief Minister Himant Biswa Sarma also held rallies in Kalna and Bongaon. Trinamool Congress leader and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee campaigned in Amdanga and Haripal. Later, she led a march from Shankar Mutt in Ramrajatal to the statue of Swami Vivekanand in Belaghata. The CPIM, Congress and other parties are also intensifying their campaigns. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to address a rally tomorrow in Krishnanagar, Nodia, in support of BJP candidates. The Electoral Commission has reported seizures exceeding 1,000 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal amid 2026 assembly elections and by-elections. The Commission said since the activation of the election seizure management system in February this year, West Bengal recorded seizures worth over 472 crore rupees, including cash, liquor, drugs, precious metals and freebies, while Tamil Nadu reported seizures of over 599 crore rupees. The Election Commission has issued notice to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge for violating the Model Code of Conduct for the use of derogatory remarks against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Kharge had made these remarks during a press conference in Chennai. The poll body has asked Mr. Kharge to submit his reply within 24 hours. A BJP delegation comprising senior leaders Nirmala Sitharaman, Kiran Rijiju, Arjun Ram Meghwal and Arun Singh met the Commission today over the alleged remarks by Mr. Kharge and demanded the Commission to take strict action. The Supreme Court today made strong observations over the alleged interference by West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee during an Enforcement Directorate or ED's investigation in Kolkata. The court warned that democracy would be in peril if a sitting chief minister intervenes in an ongoing investigation. A bench comprising Justices Prashant Kumar Mishra and N.V. Anjaria said the issue cannot be treated merely as a dispute between the centre and a state, but as an act by an individual holding constitutional office. The court was hearing a plea by the Enforcement Directorate alleging interference by West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and state authorities during an investigation of an Office of Political Consultancy firm Indian Political Action Committee in connection with money laundering probe. Meanwhile, the BJP has demanded the resignation of TMC leader and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee following the Supreme Court's observations against her. Briefing reporters in New Delhi today, BJP spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia raised the issue of deteriorating law and order situation during TMC's rule.
In West Bengal, we saw that Mamata Banerjee stopped the officers who had gone to investigate the coal scam by the ED from conducting the probe. She attempted to destroy the evidence that was there. Mamata Banerjee, who has become synonymous with Jungle Raj, has received a supreme rebuke from the Supreme Court. She should immediately resign from her position as the Chief Minister.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. The nation paid tributes to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack on its first anniversary today. Last year on this day, 26 people, mostly tourists, were killed by terrorists in Jammu and Kashmir. The dastardly act shook the nation and drew condemnation from governments and leaders across the world. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and union ministers paid tributes to the victims and reaffirmed India's resolve to fight terrorism in all its forms. Diplomatic missions and foreign envoys also remembered the victims and expressed solidarity with India in the fight against terrorism. Australia's High Commissioner to India, Philip Green, said on social media. They joined their Indian friends and colleagues to remember the innocent lives lost in the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. He said Australia stands against terrorism in all its forms. The EU said it stands with the people of India in remembering the 26 victims. EU has reiterated its strong condemnation of terrorism in all its forms. The British High Commission in India condemned terrorism in all its forms and reiterated UK's commitment to peace and security through international cooperation. The French Embassy in India, in a social media post, expressed solidarity with India and reaffirmed its resolve in the global fight against terrorism. Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Saar also paid tribute to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack. The government today said that uninterrupted supply of oil and gas is being ensured in the country. Addressing the interministerial briefing in New Delhi on the West Asia conflict, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said supply of domestic LPG is normal and over 45 lakh bookings were registered yesterday and around 51 lakh domestic LPG cylinders were delivered. Joint Secretary in the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT, Nidhi K. Sarmani said, under the compressed and natural gas and biogas, the process of giving license to dispensing stations has been expedited. Meanwhile, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India has always been in favor of peace and welcomes all initiatives that lead to peace and stability in West Asia.
India has always been in favor of peace. We welcome all initiatives, all steps that lead to peace and stability. De-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy are essential to bring an early end to this ongoing conflict. The conflict has already caused immense suffering to people and disrupted global energy supply and trade networks. We expect that unimpeded freedom of navigation and global flow of commerce through the Strait of Hormuz will be ensured.
In Gujarat, six people were killed in a road accident after a pickup van overturned in Valsad district today. 10 others were injured and shifted to the Kapradi CHC Center for treatment. Around 28 people were travelling in the pickup van to attend a family function. The accident occurred when the driver lost control of the vehicle near Virkshetra in Kaprada Taluka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences at the loss of lives. Mr. Modi said his thoughts are with the bereaved families in this hour of grief. Air China officially resumed direct flights between Beijing and Delhi yesterday. Spokesperson of Chinese Embassy in India, Yu Jing, shared this in a social media post, saying that the skies are connected once again. She called this a strong and confident start to the resumed route. The Atal Pension Yojana, APY, has achieved a significant milestone by surpassing total gross enrollments of 9 crore subscribers till yesterday. The Ministry of Finance said gross enrollments during the last financial year have crossed over 1 crore 35 lakh subscribers, marking the highest ever enrollments recorded in a single financial year since the inception of the scheme. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heat wave conditions over Gangetic West Bengal for tomorrow. The Met Department forecast heat wave conditions tomorrow over Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh. Hot and humid weather is also expected over coastal areas and in southern states. In the ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup, Indian shooters won 3 silver medals and 1 bronze medal at Cairo in Egypt today. In the men's 25-meter pistol event, Raj Chandra won a silver, while Abhinav Deshwal secured a bronze. In women's category, Sejal Kamble bagged a silver. Meanwhile, in the men's 50-meter rifle-prone event, Rohit Kanyan also won a silver. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government notifies online gaming rules 2026 norms to be effective from 1st of next month. All arrangements in place for voting for single-phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal tomorrow. Supreme Court questions the alleged interference of West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee during ED's probe. Solidarity from international community pours in as India observes 1 year of Pahalgam terror attack. IMD issues orange alert for heat wave in Gangetic West Bengal tomorrow. And young Indian shooters clinched 3 silver and 1 bronze medal at ISSF Junior World Cup in Cairo. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.